Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. It is 6:05 a.m. How was the weekend, you guys?
It was lovely.
Was it?
Good.
What'd you do? Anything exciting?
I was sick.
Neat.
Yeah, no, it was all right. You know.
You sound better than you did Friday.
Yeah, I mean, I sounded like death on Friday. So
you
today
did.
I sound like death, you know, maybe...
Going through puberty.
Yeah.
What it sounds like today, yeah.
But instead of his voice going lower, it's going...
A little higher.
Yeah.
I got my first armpit hair. Remember how exciting that was?
Your first armpit hair?
Oh,
not specifically, but...
You don't?
I remember being excited that I was becoming a man.
I was like, oh, man, I can't wait to have hair. Now I'm like, oh, God. Why is there so much hair everywhere except for where I want it to be? Why?
Everywhere but my head.
Yeah.
It just goes south when you're a man as you get older.
It's a cruel joke that they play on us, man.
Yeah.
It ain't cool.
Sylvia, your weekend, pretty good?
It was good. I went hiking again.
You did?
I did.
You're so active.
I know. Little vampires going out.
A specific reason why you decided to go hiking again?
No. I'm starting to like it. And I'm starting to like, nature. Mm. And I guess it was...
So strange.
It was Earth Day yesterday, so I unintentionally celebrated.
Oh.
So.
By hiking outside?
By hiking.
Is that how you celebrate Earth Day?
Yeah, man. I was one with nature.
I was here on Earth, so I thought I celebrated Earth Day, right?
Man. I also got some color.
Yeah.
She
got like a little where the sun hit her shoulder, and you can see like where the
bra strap
was. Yeah.
The only time I go hiking is when I am like dating somebody new. That's like the only time they're like, do you like hiking?
And you're like, I love hiking. I love it so much. I'm so glad you asked.
It's so much fun. That is like basically what I do with all of my free time.
Then 4 weeks in, you're like, I've always hated hiking.
My girlfriend asked me to go hiking yesterday, and I was like, nah, I'm cool.
No, we met a guy who was like a vet, and there was a snake, and he caught it.
A veterinarian or like a veteran?
Veterinarian. Okay, right. And like there was a snake, and he like dove into it, and like he dove onto rocks, and he caught the snake, and like the snake was just like biting him, and he was like letting him bite it. It was crazy.
Was he doing this in front of you?
I assume that it was not a rattlesnake.
No, it wasn't a rattlesnake. I think it was just like one of those.
You're like and then he died right there.
We left his
but
body.
Then, like, what do you do if that happens? Like, who's going to carry him?
Nobody. That's why you don't go hiking alone.
I didn't go alone. I went with a friend.
Why would he jump on a snake?
He wanted to show us.
Okay. All right.
And I was like, okay, well.
Did he get your number? Did he get your friend's number?
What happened? So he helped us like get out of the trail to go back to our car, and he was like, you know, it was really fun. It was great meeting you guys, and we're like, yeah, it was great meeting you too. And he was like, you know, yeah, we should all do this again. I'm like, hopefully our paths will cross again.
Oh, you shut him down?
Yeah. Wow.
He was an older gentleman.
Like how old?
Probably in his 50s. And he was walking by himself, and we just happened to like bump into each other, so he like helped us get out of the trail.
Man, he jumped on rocks to grab a snake in front of you. That was his move.
Could
that was
a fake number.
But, yeah, something.
But like my friend ended up like, oh, let me get your number and I will text you. I don't know if she ever texted him.
Uh-huh.
But yeah.
Okay, well.
But the key word was like, yeah, hopefully we'll see each other.
Our paths will cross. Maybe we'll randomly run into each other.
Cold-blooded, man. Like that snake he just caught for you.
he caught a snake for you.
It bit him three times.
And
did
nothing.
And nothing.
Could give him at least three digits of your phone number. Couldn't try to guess the other four.
But it was fun.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Ugh. Yeah.
I'm very excited. My wife and my baby are coming back today. They've been out of town all weekend.
Yay.
And I'm just such a mess when they're not here. I don't know if you're the same way, Mahoney, but like when your girlfriend goes out of town, like I just eat Triscuits and string cheese. Like I'm just bad at
Triscuits.
Life. Like there's nobody telling you.
Yeah, like I'm just bad at everything. I realize how dependent I am on them. Just like structure and everything else.
Oh, that's sweet.
Played poker yesterday, lost a bunch of money, and then just sat in my house and ate Triscuits.
You haven't played poker in a minute.
That's what I mean. Like normally I don't have the time, but I just went and played poker and that didn't work out.
Should have played Keno. Yeah. At least you would have had a shot.
Tried that too. Also didn't work out. Yeah.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Something unprecedented happened this week with the blooper reel.
Mm-hmm.
Sylvia and I blooped way more than Mahoney. And I think that always. May have some. No, not always.
Always.
That, no. It never happens, which no, is why
it rarely happens.
Yeah. Pretty sure that happens every week.
No, it doesn't. It's just you called out sick like 3 or 4 days last week.
You missed more work than I did. I was in the studio more days than you.
You were not. You were here Monday.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
You weren't here in studio Thursday or Friday.
I was here on Friday for sure.
Whatever it was. Wednesday,
dummy.
Thursday.
I think it was like Thursday.
I don't pay attention to you.
Here's this week's blooper reel.
It's the that's the blooper reel.
People don't know that I'm winking, so I'm just trying to give them like you
we're
know.
Describing the epileptic seizure that you're having
it's
when you're doing.
It's an epileptic seizure.
So there's 200 million eggs that have been sold in 9 U.S. states that have been recalled over these salmonella fears. So if you have family members in those states that have been buying eggs specifically at Walmart, if you have family members in those states that have been buying eggs.
Just because the Robin Williams one is so good and it's so classic. But I guess this one actually lives up to the name.
My wife watched it this weekend.
What'd she thought?
What she thought?
What she think? What she thought it?
My wife watched it this weekend.
What she thought?
What she thought?
What she think?
It's the blooper reel.
I mean,
I think you wing them. You shoot them in the leg or something. You're like, oops. I think you wing them. The man told a family court that his 78-year-old mother-in-law broke a number of boundaries while staying at the home. The man said his mother-in-law came into the bedroom in her underwear one Saturday morning while he was in wife with his bed. Family members in wife with his bed that had been buying eggs.
My wife watched it this weekend.
I think you're winning.
In wife with his bed. You have family members buying eggs.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
Ian and I disagree on this. He thinks that $5,000 is not enough for the people that were on that Southwest flight.
Nowhere near enough.
What do you mean nowhere near enough? Why do they deserve money?
Because they went through the ultimate nightmare when it comes to flying.
It was an accident.
Well, it was an accident, but
like
still.
If you go through something bad in life, it doesn't mean that some corporation is just supposed to pay you.
It's a mechanical error, Dave.
Yeah. That's on them.
Maintenance, man.
Yeah.
We don't even know what caused the engine to blow up.
Same
situation. And is it Southwest fault, or is it Rolls-Royce or whoever made the engine?
It's who's
fault.
In charge of servicing and flying it, which is Southwest. Hey, don't get me wrong.
If I'm driving down the street and I see somebody get run over by a city bus, should I be able to sue the city?
No.
Because it was their bus that ran the person over. I'm traumatized by just seeing it.
If you were on the bus, maybe you would have a...
If you were physically hurt, sure. None of these people were physically hurt. There was the one woman who tragically died.
You can't be mentally hurt, Dave? Yeah. You don't think that's scarring people for life? And here's the thing.
Everything is so litigious. Everyone deserves money for all the trauma they went through.
No.
Like Southwest, there was an accident.
I think
somebody
died.
But a huge accident.
I think what they're doing is that they're just trying to like save face. And
nobody was hurt other than the woman.
And they're not trying to save face. They're trying to save themselves from millions and millions of dollars. Here's $5,000. Sign an agreement so you won't sue us. That's not going to happen.
Yeah,
you're
well,
dumb
we're protecting
if you sign
their asses.
They're going to have to pay out a whole lot more money than that.
I think it's ridiculous.
I don't think
that these people deserve any money because they were on a flight. It sucks. You were a part of something that was traumatic. An engine blew up, but I mean.
That's why you have insurance,
deal with
man.
It. Deal with it.
That's why you got insurance.
Be an adult and be thankful that the fast-thinking pilot saved everyone else's life on that flight.
Okay. They're not suing the pilot. It's not how it's working, man. Companies carry insurance policies for this reason.
Nothing happened.
Really?
Well,
nothing
just happened.
People died.
One person died.
And it was because of the pilot she was calm.
I'm not talking about that family. I'm talking about the other people who were just sitting in their
other
seats.
Other people were injured as well.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they
were.
Because they had their like that mask wrong.
I do know
people
the story.
People were injured.
Who?
Other passengers
I haven't heard about any other injuries.
Because they don't... Oh, God.
Dave, there has to be other injuries.
There are other injuries.
Yeah, the window, exploded and a woman sucked out.
All right. So everyone should just get an undisclosed amount of money.
Yeah.
Yes. Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for being present while something bad happened to somebody else.
This is a very similar situation to what happened in 2016. This is a problem that this airline needs to look into.
So the CDC has expanded the romaine lettuce warning. And Ian, you said that you were at Chipotle
yesterday,
and they didn't have any lettuce.
They had no lettuce.
Now, Chipotle obviously is erring on the side of caution because they've had issues in the past. I personally think since I've eaten at Chipotle in the past and other people have gotten sick while eating at Chipotle, I should get paid a whole bunch of money from Chipotle.
Were
that
you
makes
at the
sense,
one
right?
that somebody ate at and got sick at while you were there?
Yeah. Somebody was just vomiting everywhere. Okay.
You should get $5,000.
Since I was near when other people went through something that was bad, and I had to witness that person pooping everywhere.
You were all on the same vehicle. You went through it together.
Nothing happened.
You're setting up straw men. You straw man.
I'm not setting up straw man. You don't even know what a straw man argument is. How is that a straw man argument?
By comparing Chipotle
to
Southwest, that is the definition of a straw man argument.
It absolutely is not. God, so I'm drawing a parallel between two actually very similar
You're
things.
You're trying to disprove one point by another point that has nothing to do with anything.
So the agency has said that 53 people in 16 states have been affected with E. coli from lettuce. No deaths have been reported. Contamination in lettuce is from the Yuma, Arizona region. However, the CDC said unless you can confirm where the lettuce is from, you should throw it away. So romaine lettuce right now, not what you want to be eating.
This is why I am sticking strictly to a diet of nothing but fried foods. Because the grease... They say it may be unhealthy, but it kills all that stuff, man.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Last week it was eggs. This week, lettuce. What's next? Milk? Oh. Not a chance. I'm eating anything healthy.
I don't drink milk anyway, so I don't care.
Give me some canes, man.
49 years old. News came down on Friday.
I shall call him Mini-Me.
Vern Troyer has passed away. You know, back however long it was ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago when the Surreal Life came out?
Probably 15.
And he was driving than that, I think.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. He's riding around on a scooter all hammered and, you know, peeing in the corner.
I remember,
And you're like, man, this guy doesn't have long because he just looked like he was in really bad shape. And then last week we started to hear reports that he wasn't doing well. And then, yeah, sure enough, news comes down. 49 years old, Vern Troyer has passed away.
About 13 years ago, 2005. Years ago. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, mental health's nothing to joke about. You know, everybody who talked to Vern Troyer or talked about Vern Troyer said he was nothing but a nice guy. They enjoyed being around him. Yeah. And it just sucks, man. He was he was an icon.
Yeah. Yeah, Vern had dealt with depression in the past and had talked about suicide and things like that. We don't really know all the details about his passing just yet, but very sad news for Vern Troyer. At 49 years old, he has passed away. So Zillow is now in the business of flipping houses here in Las Vegas.
What do you mean?
Well, the website Zillow where you go.
Are they like teaming up with Flipper Flop?
No. You do a show about it?
The Seattle-based company announced that it would participate as a buyer and seller of homes. So now the robots are coming for all the realtors' jobs.
I don't like this think about this. Like, they're the one who kind of like set that base price on houses and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Where everybody, you either go them or Redfin. You're like, ooh, what
the Z-estimate, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, if you're going to start flipping my house, then all of a sudden my property value starts going down.
Mm-hmm. The company said Las Vegas homes are rising at one of the fastest rates nationally, and the inventory of available homes has plunged, helping sellers. The company plans to own 300 to 1,000 houses across a handful of metro areas by the year's end. Zillow expects to buy houses below market value, though it figures the discount will be relatively small and hopes to book a small profit margin on each deal. Zillow plans to own houses for about 90 days. Eventually, even fewer days before unloading them. In the fourth quarter last year, flips made up about 9% of home sales, but bolstered by reality TV shows and that whole get quick rich, get rich quick. What did I say?
Get quick rich.
Don't talk about what you did this weekend. And how dare you put Rich on blast?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's binges and bites.
We traditionally do this on Mondays because we spend the entire weekend stuffing our fat faces with food.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And watching probably too much TV. So binges and bites, just some recommendations for you. Things that we're digging right now, whether it's some new programming that You can watch on television or stream, as well as some good restaurants here in Las Vegas. Mahoney, you're up first.
I don't want to know if I don't want to take yours if you watched it already, but Westworld Season 2, Episode 1 came back last
night. I have not watched it yet because the wife is out of town, and that would be cheating. That would be show cheating. I thought about it.
Wait, be honest.
Oh, you're so faithful.
Did you watch it, or are you just saying that?
No, I really did not watch it.
Really?
I really did not.
My girlfriend was out hiking for like 8 hours yesterday.
You watched it?
Well, I waited until she got home, but there was a point where I'm like, I should watch this because she's going to be too tired. She fell asleep during it last
night. Did she?
Oh, yeah. But what,
what did you think of the first episode back?
I don't know what the hell's going on. I liked it, but I was like, what the hell is going on
here? Do they give a good refresher as to what happened?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good. I feel like I need that.
I hate series that don't do that. Like, right. Especially like Game of Thrones. I need like a good hour refresher before every season.
Yeah.
Just as like, what the hell was happening? But Westworld Season 2 is back, and I would say it is worth the watch. It's an hour and 15 minutes, though.
Billions is also on right now. Mm-hmm. I think this is the third or fourth episode this season. That is a fantastic show.
Paul Giamatti, always good.
Oh, so good. Mm-hmm. But one that I found, maybe it's last week sometime, and then I finished it this weekend, was American Playboy. And okay. So it's an Amazon original, so if you have Amazon Prime or Fire Stick and you get that programming,
yeah.
It's one of their original shows, but it's the story of Hugh Hefner, and it's got, you know, like clips of interviews. It's almost like a documentary, but it's also acted out.
Oh, okay.
And it's 10 episodes, and it's very well done. So it's called American Playboy, and it's on Amazon.
When they used to do those, like those like half documentary, half reenactment, like the acting was always so bad.
Yeah. No, this is very well done. Yeah,
it's we have stepped that up over the years. It would always be like a Lifetime movie, like, or the Unsolved Mystery.
I always think of like the Princess Diana documentaries, but they're reenacting, but it's like always really horrible, and you don't see her face or anything like that.
No, this is very, very well done.
I had two dreams: one, to be an infomercial host at one point in time, and two, to be a B actor on Unsolved Mysteries, and like both of those have never come true.
Wait to set those sights
like
high, my friend.
Like the ShamWow guy?
And somehow you fell short of both.
I know.
That's unbelievable.
If anybody's got a product they would like me to shill for you, I would certainly love to host a...
See, you should start being here in Las Vegas. You could be like the convention host where you're down at the convention center and you're like, come on over and try this sponge.
I've got one of those weird thin microphones.
Like the Britney Spears microphone.
Mm-hmm. But your hands are like free. So
Handmaid's Tale also came back this weekend. That's on Hulu.
And good on you, Hulu, for keeping to a schedule.
Yes.
The fact that it was like a year, like almost to the day that season two came out from season one. Props to you. Don't mess that up.
HBO, looking at you.
And AMC and all you other shows that, like, once you start to get a little bit of notoriety, all of a sudden you're
we're going to take 2 years off.
Sherlock, one of those ones that, like, season five's probably never going to happen because Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman are both, and they're fighting right now, too.
Are they really?
They are. They're not happy with each other.
Goodness.
Basically, Sherlock called Watson a little bitch.
In real life?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
they're like an actual feud?
Kind of, sort of, because Martin Freeman's like, you know, everybody expects you to come back and do season five. It's the show's become so popular that if you don't do it, you're basically, you know, a blank, you know, the word the English like to use.
Oh,
you know, that doesn't mean as much over there, but as nuclear here. And then Benedict Cumberbatch is like, yeah, you a little bitch. This is cool that they're paying our bills.
Sylvia, what do you got?
My thing right now is like coffee shops. So there's like a little coffee shop, but it's also like a dessert place called Le Petit Café. Le Petit Café, and it's on 215 and Freeway.
Is it tiny?
Yes.
Why you gotta be a size queen?
I mean, I don't know.
No, she likes the Le Petit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Café. Not really, but...
Oh, wow.
Dang.
But...
Wow, that was hurtful to somebody.
Why was she looking at me? Dead in the eyes.
I'm not. I don't know. I don't. She's right in front of me. I can't. I can't not look at him in the eye.
It's 215 and what?
And freeway and the freeway and 215 and Sunset. And
215 in the freeway. It's a road. I don't know. It goes in a circle.
But it's 215 and Sunset, and it just has like you know, like your coffees and your cheese, but it has like an awesome chicken pesto panini that I absolutely love, and they have creme brulee.
Oh, speaking of coffee shops, you know the Cuppa, the coffee shop over at the Gramercy?
Yeah.
They have this thing called a Cronut. I'd never had one before I ate it. It's a croissant donut.
You're just now coming to the Cronut party.
Yes.
They've been out for 10 years.
Oh, you're so incredulous. Mahoney's over here. He's like, oh, you haven't? You see the look on his face.
Have you heard of this new thing called the internet?
I didn't say it was a new thing. I said I had never had one before. It's delicious. They heat it up ever so slightly. They're delicious, and maybe that's a well-known fact. Screw you.
Okay.
Screw you both.
Why me?
I don't know, because you said I have a tiny wiener.
No, I didn't.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I'm not even kidding. Sylvia was just talking about how good she is at hiking. She goes, I'm very good at hiking. She's proud of herself. She's been hiking twice this year.
This is like the fourth time.
In your entire life?
No.
Well, you just talked about how good you are at hiking, and then you immediately segued into a story about how you fell over.
Yeah.
That's not good at hiking.
No, I'm pretty good.
You're not good if you fell over.
No, like
and
I
hurt your hand.
I mean, it's not bad.
You were just complaining off air. Why are you trying to fake the
fun? It's not like
now?
Super bad. But like I had like
you
I
burst a blood vessel in your hand.
That's not good.
That means you're not good at hiking if you go out and fall over.
I just tripped.
That's what I mean. I mean, you're not.
I tripped once.
You're not a bad person, but tripping once makes you bad at hiking.
No, man. It's pretty good.
You have to go trip free to be good at hiking.
Oh.
There's no tripping in hiking.
There's no. What happened to your hand? Let me see it.
No, you can't see it anymore. But like when
oh my God, that's terrible.
No, you don't see anything.
I imagine for you, with the size of your feet, it would be difficult not to trip out there.
Oh, you know what? I need hiking shoes. I went with running shoes.
See, you're really...
How would you think that you're good at hiking when you don't have any of the gear and you fall over every time that you go?
No, not every time.
Did you bring water at least?
Yeah, of course I did. Mm-hmm. I had to stay hydrated.
Okay. It's dangerous out there.
It is dangerous out there. Freaking Egyptian beetle kept chasing me.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
An Egyptian beetle was chasing
me. How do you know it was an Egyptian beetle?
I don't know, because my friend was like, it's an Egyptian beetle. I'm like, all right. It's like this, like those big black beetles.
Your friend just told you it was an Egyptian beetle?
Yeah, and I believed her.
Was this before or after you hooked up with the 55-year-old veterinarian that got bit by a snake?
Three times.
Somebody on the Centennial Toyota text line speculated that perhaps that was his pet snake that he used to pick up chicks.
It didn't work.
Nah, it didn't work.
It didn't work.
He's like, you want to see my snake?
Nope.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's top stories.
Jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom killing business.
So Adrian Broner and Las Vegas's Jesse Vargas fought in Brooklyn on Saturday night, and it was a very close fight. Mahoney, you watched it. You actually had the fight going to Jesse Vargas.
I did. I had it 116-114 for Vargas. Vargas won a ton of the first rounds, 5 out of 6, and I gave him 2 of the last 4 in that particular fight. But I wasn't mad at the draw. I was mad at the judge who gave Broner the 116-114, because I thought that was absolute garbage.
Yeah, Julie Letterman was the one that favored Broner 115-113. ESPN scored it as a draw at 114 each.
Yep.
But after the fight was over, Adrian Broner was none too pleased to find out that he didn't win.
The decision is a majority draw.
Holly Malignaggi, the prophet.
It was a close fight.
Let's go to Jim Gray.
All right, Mo, thank you very much.
Hey, man, call that. Let me see the mic. Hey, I beat.
Hold on.
I beat your. Look at his face.
You know what? I'm gonna be honest. I'm an honest man. We went at it for 12 rounds. That's what
we
it was.
Go at it. That's.
We could do it again.
Go at it. It's.
We
could
do it again.
I beat your.
We could do it again.
I beat your like you stole something. I beat your like you got suspended from school. I beat your like you stole my bike.
We can go get tomorrow if you want.
Huh?
You heard me.
You bruised up.
I'm ready to fight right now, boo.
Come on, man.
You need to settle down.
You need peroxide and alcohol.
So it was bleeped out, but he was saying going at it's gay.
Yeah, and kind of just what an ignorant piece of crap that Adrian Broner is. Also, you can't do what Floyd does. You can't do what Conor McGregor does. You can't do you have no mic skills, and you don't.
You sound
have,
like Kevin Hart, but you're not funny,
and you don't have the skills to back it up. Vargas outpunched him. You know, landed way more punches and threw him by like 250.
Really.
Punches throughout the entire fight, man. Just like whooped his ass. And then you get that. And then afterwards, they're hugging afterwards. So it's like, he wasn't even really mad. He's trying to amp it up.
Promo,
and it's just like, dude, you were just
out Mayweather.
Good on Jim Gray, the in-ring announcer, for not letting him take the microphone. He's like, no, bitch, this is my microphone. This is my job. And wouldn't let him take it. So I thought that was, I liked that a lot on Jim Gray's part.
Oldest person in the world died in a hospital on Saturday over in Japan. She was 117 years old.
Wouldn't you think at some point you'd want to die?
You'd be like, you know, let's wrap it up.
Or like you're just in bed like, kill me.
You're like 100 and they're like, you have 17 more years to go. Like, dang it.
But do you know that you got 17? You probably don't. You're probably thinking, I'm going to die any day now. And then it lasts 17
well,
more
well, that's what
years.
I'm saying. Like at some point you're like, kill me now.
But think about this though. That person lived through both world wars.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she was actually born in the 19th century. She was the last person alive that was born
like
in the
1899.
19th century. Yeah, she was born on August 4th, 1900.
Oh, 1900. Okay.
So, I mean, like, she was enjoying the roaring 20s when she was in her 20s. Isn't that nuts?
That's kind of cool.
Is it going to be the roaring 20s again?
No.
The 20s are going to suck.
This one, it's not going to be the roaring 20s. It's going to be the boring 20s.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, look here. It's the Redneck Report.
Oh, boy. It was an eventful weekend, and we are going to start with a homeless man dressed only in American flag shorts. He was arrested on Thursday after allegedly stealing a beer truck.
Hell yeah.
And then he led police on a highway chase in Northern California. Matt Hermsmeyer, 46 years old, was charged with suspicion of vehicle theft, possession of stolen property, priors for auto theft, as well as resisting arrest and violation of his probation. A Coors truck driver was making a delivery when a customer walked in the store and said, hey, dude, somebody stole your truck.
Damn it!
And he's like... Again, just rocking his American flag shorts.
Yeah.
As happy as he could possibly be, thinking he's going to get away with a truck full of Coors Light.
I mean, is there anything more American than driving a beer truck in Colorado?
No.
This is California.
Whatever. It's a state that starts with a C. They're all the same to me.
Your radio host starts with a C. Florida woman decided that the way to keep her marriage intact when her husband was handing her divorce papers was to grab her gun and shoot at him.
Oh.
I don't think that's how it works, or like you can get him back.
Florida woman was arrested for allegedly shooting at her husband after he came home with the divorce papers. The 41-year-old Wendy Maureen Dennis was married to the Florida man for 8 years. On Tuesday, he called 911 and said that his wife had shot at him several times at the residence. County deputies spotted her vehicle and pulled her over. In the back seat was a .22 caliber rifle. Her husband explained that everything was going fine and that they were going to go to the tax collector's office to have the papers notarized. That's when she walked to her car, pulled out the rifle, and started shooting at him.
Do you think you could serve somebody divorce papers via text or email these days?
Is that professional?
No.
Does that make things like serious?
You both have to be present to get them notarized.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like we should have that in 2018. We've got everything else.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, I can send you money via Venmo or Apple Pay or something like that. I should be able to serve divorce papers via text message with emoji. Heartbroken emoji right there. Sorry.
So a Florida politician, he's in a whole lot of trouble. He is a Florida politician and a county commissioner.
Okay.
His name is Nick Nicholson.
Nick Nicholson.
He's 71 years old. He was arrested Thursday by the sheriff's office, and he was charged with multiple prostitution-related charges. Now, this is where the story gets interesting.
Was he turning tricks down on the street?
No. He had this couple that was living with him.
Okay.
And he would pay the wife, so it was a man and a woman that lived with this 71-year-old guy,
okay,
and he would pay the wife to have sex with him $100 on Tuesdays and $200 on Saturdays.
Ooh,
so he would do it regularly, twice a week.
Why
Tuesdays
would you bump it up twice as much on Saturdays?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What's happening on Saturdays?
In addition, the 71-year-old politician would also allow the wife's other clients to come to the house to get it on.
Mm.
And she normally had relations with these people on a mattress in the garage.
Hell yeah.
Or in a car in the driveway. What?
Would you trust that mattress?
No.
In the garage?
Do you get the pick between the two? You get the back seat of the car or the mattress in the driveway next to the oil spot? I'm going garage all day long.
That's not an oil spot.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The
top stories.
Here's what's making news.
So this is one of the stranger stories that you're going to hear today. A woman is suing her boyfriend after he won big at a casino and then dumped her.
Why is that strange?
Well, because she's suing him.
Okay.
That's the strange part. So he won a trip to Atlantic City and he gambled. He got $500,000 off the baccarat tables in Atlantic City, right? And she claims that he used her like player's card in order to win the trip.
Oh, so like there's some connection to it.
Yeah, and so because he used her player card and then he gambled in the casino, she's due some of the money. She's seeking $500,000 in damages.
So she gets all of it.
She gets all of it.
That seems like a bit of a stretch to me. Maybe he should reimburse her for the points used for the trip.
That's not how it works, though. So whoever places the bet, even if I were to hand Sylvia a $100 bill and she puts it in the Megabucks machine and she wins $10 million, that's all her money.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Anyone who places the bet actually is the rightful owner of the win. Because was that I can't remember if that was in a fiction TV show, or if that was a real story, but I remember watching an episode of something. It was talking about how a guy got into an altercation with a hooker that he was hanging out
with. No, I think that was real.
Was that real?
I think
because
it was real,
she hit the spin.
She hit the spin on the machine, and then she took off with all of his money.
Yeah. No, that was a real thing. I want to say it was in Vegas.
Is that? Are you sure it wasn't Ray Donovan? Anyway, that's how it works. We had the girl that Ian talked to for Ian's Interesting Individual, and she said, what, she won $2,000, if I recall?
Yeah, Bethany, $2,000, yeah. And then the guy ditched her.
Well, she said that he ditched her, but I think it was probably the other way around. She said she went to the bathroom, and then when she came out, he was gone.
It's a big difference between hitting a slot machine and playing baccarat, though. Yeah. Like, playing baccarat, you don't win $500,000 unless you're betting $500,000 straight up. Sounds like the guy had a good weekend. Give her 50 bucks, call it a day, and move on.
The thing is, like, he broke up with her, like, right after he won, and then he got a new girlfriend.
Well, so?
So, like, I think she's just...
I'm now $500,000 richer.
I'm a half millionaire!
Nah, I think she's just, like, being sour.
Another moose on the loose. We've had a lot of these stories recently. This loose moose ran through a Canadian city, and I love this. Went directly to a dog park and started running around with the dogs.
Oh hell yeah!
That's cute.
He just want to have friends, man. He's
be a pupper.
And so the police in Saskatoon, Canada, came out and shot it with a tranquilizer gun. Yeah, with a tranquilizer gun, didn't kill it. And so the moose is no longer on the loose.
It's on the floor.
They carted it off. They did not want the moose hanging out with the dogs.
No, I mean, I don't want moose hanging out with anything, really. That's a scary ass animal.
Moose just wanted to hang out, man.
Did he want to eat a dog?
Moose don't eat
They're
dogs.
They're not carnivores.
Seen a moose eat a dog?
No, you haven't.
Seen a moose eat a dog?
Seen it on the internet.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's the Super STUPID Spelling Bee.
Q-R-S-Z-3-4-O.
Jessica is joining us this morning. You are at home. Thank you for being our contestant. You told Ian something before you got on air that you normally think that these words are easy?
Well, sometimes there's a little... You know, a few words that you guys have where...
Listen to this chick over here.
Miraculously, I can spell them, but, I mean, 88% of the time, they're pretty difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're not, like, on the spot.
Yeah, it's different when you're on the spot. Yeah. You might be on the spot today.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now I'm on the spot, so I'm going to, like, my son that's in middle school is probably going to spell better than I can.
Okay, so here's how this game works. You have to choose somebody to play on your behalf, and if that person wins the Super Stupid Spelling Bee, then you get the tickets for OBC. If you don't pick the right person, then those tickets are just going to go to caller number 10. Simple enough?
Yes.
You can tag in for one word with whoever your contestant is. Do you want myself, Mahoney, or Sylvia to be your contestant of choice?
I'm going to go with you, Dave.
Excellent. Don't you? It's single elimination.
I'm sorry. Don't hate me.
It is worth pointing out that Ian has given Mahoney the easiest words today.
No, I would.
He
no,
feels bad
I wouldn't
for Mahoney's
say
dumb ass.
I wouldn't say easiest. They're just words that you could spell.
For me. I'm not much smarter, so it's okay.
There's just nothing. Words you can spell
intelligence has nothing to do with spelling. Plain and simple. That's memorization, which everybody knows I have a horrible memory, but my intelligence is off the charts.
I see. Yes.
Okay, cool. So we're on the same page.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Ian's given words to Mahoney that have multiple spellings. Is that what you said?
Yes.
And you actually said, Ian, I'm giving Mahoney the leg up.
I'm trying. He's my favorite, so I have to.
That's right.
Why do you? Like, why would you even say that?
Anyways, all right.
You're just going to piss off 2/3 of the people in the room. You're trying to get under my skin.
You guys are
going to
lose.
What's happening.
You guys are going
to
lose.
You know I take Ian to lunch. I take Ian to lunch all the time.
All the time.
We're going to crush this, Jessica.
Why don't you take me to lunch?
Yeah.
Sylvia, you are up first.
Oh.
Your word, rendezvous.
Oh, my God.
Rendezvous is the first word.
Rendezvous for Sylvia.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Should I just start right now with the...
I think so. Oh, dang it. Okay.
You got this.
Is it rendaveaus?
Wow. I don't know where that went at the end.
I know.
What happened?
Wow.
Sylvia's out.
rendezvous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rendezvous. All right.
Same place for me no matter what. Woo!
All right.
I would not have gotten that either.
Okay. Let's go with Dave.
Okay.
Dave, your word is arraignment.
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 Seriously?
Yes, seriously. So.
Jessica, do you want to prove your worth here?
I do. You know what? I used to work in a law office, so I know how to spell this word.
All right. Perfect. Let's hear it.
Okay. It's A-R-R-A- I G N M E N T.
Boom.
Wow.
Jessica.
Well done.
Nicely done. Now, all we need is for Mahoney to blow it. And you get the tickets just like that.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now, Mahoney.
Uh huh.
This is one that could be spelled two different ways.
Okay.
I'm giving you a hint here. Your word is misdemeanor.
Oh, you were so screwed.
Misdemeanor.
Oh, you should know that.
Stop it, Dave. Come on.
You should know this.
No, you're making him nervous.
No, Jessica, those were felonies.
Oh,
get it right.
You got this, Mahoney.
Oh, God.
This is not a hard one at all.
It's really not.
Why don't you give me this one, man?
Miss M-I-S demeanor.
Found it out.
D-E...
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Come on.
I don't know if Miss Duh.
Oh,
oh no.
A.
Oh.
M.
Oh.
E-A-N-O-R.
Mahoney. M-I-S-D-E-M-E-A-N-O-R or M-I-S-D-E-M-E-A-N-O-U-R. I apologize, Mahoney. Dave.
I don't.
Jessica, you win. Congratulations.
Yeah, I go.
The dumbest game we've played.
I just want to take a moment and point out how awesome I am. Jessica chose me as her contestant, and she won as a result because I'm the smartest out of all of you.
I finished in second place, so I'm okay. I consider that a win.
Didn't even have to spell a word, bitches. Congratulations, Jessica. Well done.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
That is a bad boy. This 12-year-old kid got into an argument with his mom, and he stole her credit card and booked a trip to Bali.
I mean...
Went like there by himself.
Bali's down on the strip?
No. He lives in Australia, and he went to Bali as in the island of Bali.
By himself?
It would have been like interesting if he flew from Australia to go to Bali's on the strip.
Ooh.
Huh?
Isn't it Bali?
Bali?
Yeah, not Bali.
Bali?
Bali?
Such a white guy. He went to Bali? Yeah, whatever.
Did he go by himself? Yeah. Like, he actually went on the plane and
he went on the plane. He has a passport, which a lot of people that, you know, live in places like Australia, you have to have a passport because anywhere that you go is not Australia. But he had a passport. He tricked his grandma into giving him his passport. And then he just flew, and he was there for a week before they figured out where the hell he was.
Wow.
Yeah. I would whoop that kid's ass.
Whoop his ass.
I mean, do you? I mean, can't you just be like, wow, you're pretty cunning, kid.
I'm putting you up for adoption. Sorry.
That was it?
Yeah. It's like, you know what? Don't be, like, just because you're my kid doesn't mean you get to be a clown and treat me and run all over me. Like, I know I was talking to my girlfriend about that. You know, like, if we ever had a kid who was a jerk, I'd be like, eh, whatever. I cut him out.
Ouch.
No, I mean, seriously. Just because your family doesn't give you the right to walk all over somebody.
Actually, no, it does.
No,
because
it doesn't.
They're the one people or the one group of people that have to love you.
That's
why people treat their family so bad, because they have to love you.
No, you don't. If you were in my family and you were an ass to me, I don't care. Just because we're related,
yeah.
I'm never going to talk to you again. It's like,
you don't have any siblings. You don't have any kids.
Yeah, I think that's why he doesn't really know. Because I'm pretty sure that if you had like a brother or sister.
I don't care.
All of my brothers are awful, and I have to put up
with it. Get out of here.
I'm just kidding.
You're the awful one.
You're right. Dang it.
Wow.
So this girl, a 24-year-old girl, who is an Instagram model.
Okay.
She and a friend were traveling the world, and you're like, how are these Instagram models affording to pay for these amazing international trips?
We have been working for most of our adult lives. I mean, actually, all of our adult lives and most of our life in general. You know, both of us having full-time jobs at like 13. Years old, how do you at 24 years old
how do you afford a 6-week cruise
even at 36? I forgot how old I was for a second, but like even now I'm like, man, how do you pay for that and not just be so broke that you're like living off of ramen for the next 3 years?
Wouldn't it be like the cruise is paying the girls?
There's some of those, but those are very rare.
Wouldn't they in exchange that they would just talk about the cruise line.
That's what they want to think. That's like a lot of these Instagram models feel like they're doing.
Well, she's an influencer, and so she should get everything.
You have to have like a million plus 2 million followers.
No, there is a catch.
There is a catch, and there's a little bit of a twist to this story. So this cruise is going to Bermuda and Peru and Chile and Tahiti, all these great places.
Nice.
They arrived in Australia, and a dog. Like a police dog was searching the boat for things that were not supposed to be on the boat. Mm-hmm. And they stumbled upon her first class cabin. And they found that she had about 30 kilos of cocaine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Seems like a lot for a 6-week cruise.
Yeah. A 65-year-old man from Montreal was the one that invited the women on the trip. So there's the other plot twist.
The answer.
The woman pleaded guilty to drug smuggling charges and is expected to net around $100,000 for working the job. She told the court she signed on not for the money, but because she was driven to take photos in exotic locations for likes and attention.
Lock her up for that alone.
This is a really strange story. Do you ever watch the show Smallville?
Yeah, but I've heard of it.
Well, it was on like 10 years ago. It was on for a good, it was a pretty popular show on the CW or the WB back in the day, if you remember.
It was a WB.
Do you know who the actress is, Allison Mack?
Yeah, okay. The blonde girl.
So she was arrested for her alleged role in a notorious upstate sex slave cult.
What?
She's expected to appear in federal court on Friday on charges of sex trafficking and forced labor. So this is just... Again, the strangest story of the day. The bust comes less than a month after the leader of this cult, whose name is Keith Raniere, was busted on the same charges at a luxury villa in Mexico where he'd been hiding out since one of his former members in October went public about her experience in the cult. So this 35-year-old Allison Mack was his direct slave and was forced into a sexual relationship with him, but also acted like a, quote, master to the other slaves who were forced to have relations with this guy and get their initials burned into their pubic region.
What?
I know. How strange, right? She groomed the other slaves to have relations with this guy. She was last seen chasing after him in Mexico as cops hauled him away. Both face at least 15 years behind bars and a maximum sentence of life in prison.
How do you get involved when you're like, a fairly well-known celebrity at one point in time?
Yeah.
With a sex cult that brands people.
So the whole idea is that this guy claimed to be a self-help expert.
Okay.
And the whole idea for joining the cult initially was self-empowerment.
Yeah.
And so a lot of women would sign up for it thinking that they were going to better themselves. Instead, they get branded and end up being sex slaves. Oops.
I mean, I don't know.
You want some self-help? Here's how you do it. Eat less, move more, and sleep better.
Yep.
Or eat more.
That will change your life. Plain and simple.
Be nice to people.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. I mean, that's asking a lot, Dave.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Every week, Ian goes out on the weekends and he tries to find somebody interesting to talk to. And normally that takes him down to Fremont Street because the freaks come out at night on Fremont Street.
Oh, yes.
And now even during the day, really. I mean, there's a lot of different performers down there. And this is one that's become increasingly more popular.
Yes. Now, it's because of his creativity, almost. Now, it's a very simple act. It's called Pick My Pose. He just sits there, has people come up to him, and pose him however they want. So he's pretty much at their disposal.
Is he, like, covered in gold or silver, or is he one of those guys?
No, he was actually wearing pants that had way too many pockets on it and a t-shirt.
Like 90s cargo pants?
I did ask him about it, yes. And this guy makes bank. He makes a good amount of
really?
Money. This is how he makes his living. Yes. And, again, every time I see this guy, he has a very large crowd around him.
So how long does he hold the pose for?
As long until somebody else moves him.
Whoa.
I know. It's such a simple idea, but it is awesome.
What if somebody just steals the idea?
I was thinking about doing that, actually. Were you really? Yeah, down at the other end of
No, right next to him.
Oh.
It's an idea.
So I assume that there was some alcohol involved?
Yes.
About what time did you do this interview?
Oh, this interview was done about 12:30 on Friday night.
You were probably pretty hammered, too?
No, I wasn't pretty hammered. No. I had like two or three. I was okay.
Ian.
It was fine. I wasn't hammered.
I'm not a cop that just pulled you over. You don't have to lie to me.
I wasn't hammered.
I had two, man.
I only had two beers.
Yeah, why is it always two?
What if you actually have had two beers when you pulled
no one
over?
Believes
you're going
you.
To jail.
You're going to jail for sure. All right, so here you go.
Come one, come all. To Ian's interesting
talking to a man who lets people in Fremont pick his own pose. Now, he also has a lot of pockets on his pants. Why do you have a lot of pockets?
Oh, man, this is zippers, dog. There's not even pockets.
Has anybody ever farted in your face?
I've had a couple people put their butt in my face, yeah.
Has anybody tried to, like, take your pants off?
And I've tried it in a nightclub before. They tried to take my, unzip my zipper.
What's the weirdest pose anybody's ever put you in?
Oh, man. I've had people put me in a plank for, like, 20 minutes. I had people literally just pretty much grind on me, all kinds of stuff, man. You name it, it's happened pretty much.
Has anybody ever gone too far with you?
I've had people actually pick my nose and then eat it. It's pretty hard.
Oh.
Just the other night. Because it says pick my pose and everybody stops and they think I say pick my nose. More than half the people I see that thinks it's nose, not pose. You know, they say you eat your own boogers, man. It's better for your immune system. So there you go.
Well, I'll let you go. Have fun having people pick your pose or nose.
I appreciate it, man.
All right, man. Good luck.
Just a pro tip, do not pick the nose of a Fremont Street performer and then eat it.
No, don't do that.
That's how you get every disease in the book.
And you paid them for it, too?
Don't do it.
Which, by the way, that is just categorically the meanest thing I've ever heard, that somebody put them in the plank pose for 20 minutes.
Is he in pretty good shape?
No.
Oh.
No. Not one bit.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's top stories.
Jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom killing business.
Damn Amazon is trying to censor us, take away our First Amendment rights, Mahoney.
Hell no, Amazon, Jeff Bezos.
What?
I agree.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
So they just Amazon just removed some children's clothing from being sold through Amazon because instead
they hate
of
children, is that what you're saying?
They hate children. Yeah. Mm. Breaking news: Amazon hates children. Ah. No, they maybe trying to protect the kids from their stupid parents. Instead of the Enjoy Coke shirts and bibs and onesies that they were selling, it said Enjoy Cocaine. And Amazon did not think that was appropriate for babies to be wearing.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm okay with it.
You're okay with
it? I would have my kid wear Enjoy Cocaine. It's a shirt.
It's a child.
Yeah, but still.
That's a little bit.
I'm that kind of guy. I'm going to put stupid stuff on my kids.
God, please don't read.
I'm going to make them wear sombreros all the time, enjoy cocaine, shirts, cargo pants.
So many pockets. I don't even know. Why do you need a pocket by your ankle? That's totally, it's not even practical. What are you going to store there?
Change.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. I mean, whatever. But also, let the market sort itself out. Are people buying that?
Yeah, if you're that stupid of a parent,
that's on you.
To put that on your kid, then yeah, it's kind of on you.
Yeah.
So Starbucks has a lot of issues right now. Obviously, all the racial insensitivity has been making headlines. Mm-hmm. A woman using a restroom at a Starbucks in Atlanta claims she found a hidden camera taped in the stall.
Oh, boy.
The camera, which reportedly had dozens of videos on it, included some footage of people using the bathroom. It has since been confiscated. Upon finding the camera taped under the baby-changing station, the 25-year-old removed it and let the manager on duty know. Local public safety officials are now investigating how that got there. The woman turned the camera over to the manager. He said he'd notify the company's corporate office, but she insisted, no, you need to call the cops right now, dude.
Yeah.
The manager told her, no, it was just to make sure there's no black people in the bathroom. That's what's going on. The local incident, of course, comes just days after the company announced it's going to close 8,000 of its stores. This isn't, in my opinion, really Starbucks' fault, though.
It's just some creep who...
Yeah, it's just some terrible person who hopefully gets caught. But, I mean, how do you prevent that?
When you have that many stores, you have that many people working for you, you do background checks.
And you can't monitor what happens in the bathroom. Yeah. Otherwise, you're just another creep.
You are supposed to make, routine checks in the bathroom, though, to make sure they're clean and everything like that.
But clean is different than, checking under the baby station for a camera. You know?
Am I the only one that kind of always has that in the back of my head? Well, there's cameras, hidden cameras.
No, I don't ever think about that.
That never crosses my mind, because if somebody wants a video of me sitting down and taking a poop, then,
I'll sell it to you.
It's on you.
I don't know what's wrong with you, man. It's terrible.
Just I'm awful. Suffering with this.
Yeah, I don't even want to be in the same room.
No.
It's just, oh, man. I know that you guys don't experience this yet, but my 2-year-old daughter thinks it's hilarious to come into the bathroom and hang out.
While you're pooping?
Regardless of what's going on,
that's so weird.
Yeah.
She just wants to have that bonding time.
Yeah, she just wants to hang out. I'm like, why are you here for this? This is terrible.
This is what she's going to be talking about in therapy 20 years from now.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Tipsy or toddler?
All right, so first up today, we need to introduce our contestant into the game. That would be Brian from Spring Valley. Hey, Brian, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. So if I just tell you a phrase, something that's written down on a piece of paper in front of us, do you think you'll be able to figure out if it was said by a drunk person or a toddler?
I think I can figure it out.
All right. You got to get 3 or more correct out of these 5. If you do, you get tickets. Jack White has just announced a second show over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan August 24th. You'll be going to that for free if you get 3 or more correct out of the 5. If you get one right today, you'll hear the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get it incorrect, it's the Disapproving Pony. Mahoney, without further ado, phrase number 1.
Okay. Here we go. Girls, someone said the California. I use those lights... like shining at me. It's shining. Sweet. Ow. That hurts.
Is that a drunk person or is that a toddler?
That is a drunk person.
That is a drunk person. That is correct. Here we go. Let's have a listen.
Girls. Someone said in California. I see this light. It's like shining at me. Like shining.
Okay.
What happened?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's happening in there?
All right, so, Brian, you're on the board with 1. Sylvia?
He always frustrates me, and I don't like that. At the table, he always frustrates me. I'll be sad when he always frustrates me.
That would be a drunk person.
I'm sorry. That was a toddler. Let's have a listen.
He always frustrates me and I don't like that. At the table, he always frustrates me. I'll be sad when he always frustrates me.
Oh,
all right, kid.
So frustrated.
You learned the word frustrates.
Apparently.
All right, here we go. On to the next one. Wah? We're coming for you. Because it cock-a-bugger cat, cock-a-bugger, how to do that, how to get it.
Whoa. I would say a drunk person.
Drunk person is correct.
Okay.
On the board of 2. Let's have a listen to that one.
What? No, it's going to get
What?
What? One more time.
What is going on?
What? Ian, what was happening in that clip?
She was running away from her friend.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Drunk. You know, at that point in the night when, you know, people just get way wasted and they just want to run.
I get that way sometimes.
Oh,
I just want to run away.
Okay.
What?
Dave, great read, too, man.
That was pretty close.
All right.
I like that Ian spelled that out phonetically.
Yeah, I do, too.
It must have taken a long time. We've got two left.
Two on the board, so if you get one more out of these next two right, you're going to win today.
Right on.
All right, here we go. When you tour on, when you wash the show, and it teach you how to exercise, you has to respect what I'm saying.
Wow. Can you repeat that one?
Oh, boy. Here we go. All right. When you on tour, when you watch the show, and it teaches you how to exercise, you have to respect what I'm saying.
I'm going to say toddler.
Toddler is correct.
That was a hard one.
That was.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen to it. Here we go.
When you turn off, when you watch that show, and I teach you how to exercise, you have to respect that, what my saying.
That kid is drunk for sure. Congratulations to you, Brian. You're going to see Jack White.
All right. On.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
All right, Sylvia.
Yeah.
Let's say that you met a dude and you were interested in him, good-looking guy, and you found out that he had a job that made him more attractive. Is there any particular line of work that you think is really sexy for a guy to have?
Maybe like a firefighter.
Okay, I can see that.
Like, what about a radio host?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a sexy job?
Uh-huh.
I mean, if I didn't work with them, yeah.
No.
So.
Well, we're not asking for, you know, about us.
I'm not saying
that you're asking about yourself.
We would never ask that about us. You already sexually harass us.
Every day,
constantly.
I just saw a WRHR lady in the hallway, and I was like, you won't believe how handsy Sylvia is today.
Yep.
I'm not handsy. Yep. I've kept my hands to myself this whole morning.
A new dating survey asked 5,000 single people under the age of 30 to name the top jobs that they have that make somebody more attractive.
Okay.
And the five most attractive jobs a woman can have are hairdresser.
Okay.
Nurse.
Okay.
Lawyer.
Okay.
Entrepreneur and teacher.
All right.
I would agree with all those.
Yeah.
I mean, hairdresser, I think because.
I would say because, like, she massages your head.
She's rubbing your head and you walk out feeling better than when you walked in.
Yeah, she makes you look good.
It's a good experience. Yeah.
I could see that.
Do you have the hairdresser that, because there's different styles of doing the hairdresser. And when I say different styles, there's the girl that rubs her boobs all over you and the one that does not.
I go to a man. I don't like the boobs on the shoulder.
Too much for you?
It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like I had one like when I was living down in San Diego that like she was blessed in that area. And it was just like, I can't do this. But now my hairdresser is a man. But he does rub his junk on my shoulder. And, you know, I give him a 200%.
How tall is he?
I give him a 200% tip.
He gets on a little stepladder just for that. Ian, you seem like the type of guy that would like if the hairdresser rubbed her boobs on you.
Oh, yeah. I've dated multiple hairdressers.
Have you really?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. But, you know, the job I think that is most attractive, work for like a nonprofit or something. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I think for some
then they're going to want to go out of town, and she's like, I have to volunteer for this crap.
Oh, that's hot. Say it again.
The teachers always
volunteer.
That's number one. You know, obviously, my girlfriend was a teacher for many years before going into admin. But the nurse is intriguing on there also because.
Wait, you have like that sexy nurse outfit, right?
Not even that. No.
Scrubs.
Just you've seen awful things. So by comparison, I am looking good when you come home from work.
I didn't even poop in the bed.
I did not.
You didn't have to clean me up.
success.
Also, she probably doesn't mind if I keep a bedpan.
The five most attractive jobs for men are chef.
Okay.
See that?
I mean, a guy who could cook. Yeah. Chicks love that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Engineer.
Really?
Yeah.
Make a lot of money.
Nah.
It's just, Tracy.
The reason why we go, nah, is because we think about our engineers that we have here. Fred.
You're still salty about the music.
Yeah, son of a bitch.
What else we got?
Entrepreneur.
Okay.
Something in marketing.
Really? Something
that,
in marketing.
That made the
and,
board.
And there's another one that has the word something in it. Just something artistic.
So like really? A painter, yeah. A musician.
No doctor.
The only one that's
no pilot?
On, yeah, I mean, so nurse and lawyer are on the female jobs. Neither doctor or nurse or lawyer appear on the guy list.
Or firefighter.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah. I would have thought firefighter would have been up there.
Entrepreneur is on both lists. On both, and I think that's because the connotation, if you're an entrepreneur, is that you have money. And so you're pretty well off.
Yeah, but when you're starting
out,
though.
Have a lot of flexibility.
Yeah, I'm an entrepreneur.
Yeah, it's just the business hasn't taken off.
Yeah. When I find a way to monetize my naps, that business, woo, going
through the roof. You see, I have entered. I just haven't preneured yet. That's
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
You can always call the voicemail and leave us a message. Checking it for the first time today. Here we go.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Morning, guys. Morning, Sylvia. Hey, Sylvia, hanging from trees with those big-ass monkey feet isn't hiking, okay? You're good from swinging from trees, not hiking. Have a good day.
Message deleted.
Man, I'm not a monkey. I stay away from trees.
You stay away from trees?
I stay away from trees.
Intentionally, you stay away from trees?
Yeah, I don't climb them.
Well, like, that's different than staying away from them. No, do you honestly have a fear of trees?
I don't have a fear of trees, but you know what? I don't know if it's not a fear, but I don't like touching them.
All what? Types of trees or trees with like a heavy bark?
Just maybe a heavy bark, but like when
what
I was.
What about a pine tree? You like a pine tree?
I guess I don't like the trunk of it. I don't like touching it or anything. I just feel
what
like there's
weird
bugs on it.
What stuff are you doing to the trunk of a tree, Sylvia?
I just feel like there's bugs on it or
have
something.
Have you ever seen that video of the chick just hardcore making out with the tree?
I've seen it.
She was on whatever drugs at some concert festival, and she's just getting down with this tree.
No, man.
No idea that it's a tree. That was Sylvia. Ever since then, she hasn't liked trees.
No, I don't go out.
He never called back.
That's true.
He leaped her.
Oh, look out. Look out.
That's a tree pun.
Have you ever climbed a tree?
Yeah. Like when I was a kid, and maybe since then, I didn't like it. So I used to
love climbing trees.
I gave up trees.
I can't imagine now as an adult trying to climb a tree.
Oh, God.
No, they forget break. It.
Like, you don't think about the trees falling, you know, when you're a kid.
And if it does, you're sort of like, I'll be fine.
Yeah, there's a big difference between, like, me weighing 80 pounds and me weighing, you know, 250 pounds.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It'll break.
Creak.
Yeah.
Like, have to, like, move slowly, and then, like, the branches are, like, snapping.
I guess that you probably pick the right city to live in if...
Yeah,
you don't like trees. There's not a lot of trees.
Yeah,
in Las Vegas.
I don't really enjoy nature. I'm trying.
You don't enjoy nature.
I'm trying to.
This is taking such a weird turn.
I'm trying to.
First, it's I stay away from trees. Then it's I don't like trees altogether. And now you don't like nature.
No, because like it's always hurting me.
Nature's
like,
always
yeah,
hurting.
Yeah, like I have a bruise. Like I got scratched.
Because you're terrible at hiking. Because you have enormous feet.
What is that?
It's like trying to drive a Kia up one of those. One of those paths that Red Rocks.
No, it's trying to
vehicles like your enormous clobbers.
Dave, it's trying to water ski up a mountain.
No.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Only downhill.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, yeah, this is Mahoney. Sorry I got a bitch voice today, but yeah, I'm a fat, lazy polar bear. Give me some seals.
Message deleted.
A fat, lazy polar bear?
How dare you? By polar bear standards, I'm anorexic. They're 12 feet long and weigh up to like 1,200 pounds.
Serious question for you.
What?
If you were a polar bear,
yeah,
would you be a bipolar bear?
I mean, I have my good days and bad days.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's top stories.
Jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom killing business.
This one comes to us from South Austin. Police responded to a Super 8 motel at about 3:35 a.m. on Tuesday. And I would imagine, as a police officer, if you get called to a Super 8 at 3:35 a.m., it's not going to be good news.
Your response is usually, super.
Wonderful. Dispatchers alerted police to the incident. A man was shouting, "Where is my ear? What did you do?"
Oh, no.
Oh.
Was his name Vincent Van Gogh?
An officer arrived at the scene, found the male victim, shirtless, because they're always shirtless, with blood dripping down his neck and chest while holding his left ear in his hands. The woman, later identified as Portia Washington, 20 years old, allegedly admitted to the dismemberment. The man told police the two were fooling around and play fighting when one thing led to another, and his ear was bitten off.
Oh, God. I mean, you've heard about nibbling on the ear. Some people find that to be sexy.
Yeah, but that's supposed to be sexy. You're supposed to be, like, lightly doing that.
Yeah, you really have to be careful.
Yeah.
Anytime that teeth are involved in anything.
You have to be super careful.
Very careful.
Pro tip, take that chick to dinner first.
The man was transported to the hospital where his ear was sewn back on.
Does it work after that? Yeah, there's like a timeline where,
no,
like...
No, your ear's fine.
Hello?
Oh, okay. Your ear's fine.
No, I mean, as far as, like, the cartilage and, like, the skin and all that.
I mean, it's going to look like Vander Holyfield's, but, you know, yeah, you'll be fine.
It's back on. Okay. It's fine. Box office this weekend, A Quiet Place, number one, $22 million. Rampage, the Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie, was number one last week. It's number two this week. Just actually pretty close behind A Quiet Place. $21 million there. I Feel Pretty was number three. Have you heard of that? Super Troopers, which we got a text about Super Troopers too, did pretty well at the box office. Number four, 14,700,000. Somebody said, wait until it comes out on DVD.
I Feel Super Pretty Troopers is the new Amy Schumer movie that's not doing a lot, but that A Quiet Place. John Krasinski and his wife Emily Blunt are both stars of that. He actually, I believe, wrote and directed it.
Yep.
And the fact that it was number one this week is pretty impressive. It came back to eclipse Rampage. It's made $132 million here in the U.S. so far.
And just to give you perspective on that, that's actually more than Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And here's the real kicker on this. That movie cost $17 million to make.
Wow.
So, I mean, John Krasinski gonna be just knocking it out of the park in his directorial debut on a major level. So that is huge. Ready Player One coming in at number six. But the real interesting thing too, number eight, Black Panther still in the top 10.
Yeah.
$4.6 million up to $681 million domestically. It is the third highest grossing film of all time here in the U.S., which also, you know, there was a James Cameron quote over the weekend talking about
that superhero movies are played out.
James Cameron, just because Avatar got its ass whooped by Black Panther doesn't mean that superhero movies are played out. I have a feeling that the new Avengers movie that's coming out, I believe, this Friday is also going to do even better than Black Panther, probably going to unseat that for the third highest grossing film of all time.
Here is the actual quote from James Cameron. I'm hoping we'll start getting Avenger fatigue here pretty soon. Not that I don't love the movies, it's just, come on guys, there are other stories to tell besides men without families doing death-defying things for 2 hours and wrecking cities in the process. It's like, oi.
He's a little sour.
And you're planning on making seven Avatar movies, dude. Chill out.
He said, I found myself as a father of five starting to think about what would an Avatar story be like if it was a family drama.
Okay.
What if it was The Godfather, a generational family saga? That's very different than the first film.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, but that's still Avatar.
Yeah. Same story, just a little
tweak.
And there's a lot of movies that are out right now that aren't superhero movies. They just seem to be what people want to go see. But a lot of people are seeing other movies as well. Obviously, Super Troopers 2 came out. That actually, you know, even though it did $14.7 million, the Kickstarter for that was like $13.5 million. So they're already in the black week one. And that's going to be a movie that's going to live on Netflix and in perpetuity on all the other platforms for forever.
Delray Beach police say that a man in Fort Lauderdale, he's in a rehab center. He's recovering from back surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Detectives played the surveillance camera video showing the Illinois native walking through an area in the store in Chicago Cubs clothing. He was wearing a T-shirt. And he admitted that he had bought $1,823 worth of items using a credit card that he had stolen from his landlord. Oh, now, damn. Here's how this all comes back around. So you're like, so he stole the credit card and he bought all this stuff. Why is he in rehab? Well, when he got the television home that he had bought with the stolen credit card,
uh-huh,
and he was trying to hang it up, it fell on him.
Oh, hell yeah. What did he buy, like a 1990 tube TV?
Yeah, he said he was trying to mount it on his bedroom wall, and that's probably how I blew out my discs in my back, he said. So in your face.
Hire a professional, man.
Like literally in your face.
Literally in your face, yeah.
Drop a TV
on your back, too.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sylvia was choking on Cheez-Its.
Yeah. The other piece to that story is that Sylvia just wolfed through like an entire box of Cheez-Its at 9:52.
It was a tiny little baggie. You're so dramatic.
A tiny little baggie. That was like a gallon size.
It was like a little baggie.
It was a family size. It says family size right on the. Yes, it does. Look at that.
Dramatic.
She was crushing them up and just.
Makes me feel alive.
It's also very pokey in the nose.
Today's Know the Show is also food related. If you know the answer to this question, 702-791-1075 got some soccer tickets for this Saturday. The Las Vegas Lights can be taking on the San Antonio Football Club. Your chance to go to that game for free if you know the answer to this.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
You know the Cuppa, the coffee shop over at the Gramercy?
Yeah.
They have this thing called a I'd never had one before I ate it.
You're just now coming to the party.
Yes.
They've been out for 10 years.
Oh, you're so incredulous. Mahoney's over here. He's like, oh, you haven't? Mahoney could not believe that I'd never had one of these before.
First time for everything.
They're delicious, and I was just saying that they're delicious, and Mahoney lost his mind.
The answer is not a conscience. Dave has never had a conscience.
Oh. Never had a conscience.
Mm-hmm.
Never even tried having a conscience before.
This is a food-related item.
702-791-1075 is the phone number again. The game is this Saturday. It's going to be over at Cashman Field.
Sorry.
You came in?
I was holding it in.
Why are you falling apart at the end of the show?
No, I was holding it in. I was holding in the cough.
Well, you didn't do a good job. You just loudly coughed.
You don't have the music bed. I couldn't hide it.
X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Royce.
Royce, what is the correct answer?
I didn't hear it, but I'm going to guess crepe.
Crepe.
That is
ooh, it's
incorrect.
Close, but incorrect.
All right.
That was not good.
That was great.
Thank you, Sylvia.
What'd you say?
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
X107.5, what's your name?
My name is Tasha.
Tasha, what's the right answer?
Cronut.
Yep.
Never heard of it before?
Brand new thing out there.
It's not that I hadn't heard of it before. It's that I hadn't had it before. Uh-huh. Stop cronut shaming me.
Uh-huh. I mean,
just because I didn't have all the same cronut experiences as you in college.
They brought those into the studio like 8 years ago, man.
Who's they?
Like some PR company?
Yeah.
Well, and I didn't have one.
And you refuse a cronut?
The ones at the Cuppa, though, they like warm them up just a little bit.
Yeah.
And oh, man, they smell right in your mouth. They're really good. Tasha, congratulations. You're going to the soccer game this Friday over at Cashman Field. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
That's a weird description, the way you said it.
What?
It just melts in your mouth.
It's not weird. That's how you describe delicious food.
I know, just the way you said it, though.
Sorry it wasn't another family value bag of Cheez-Its.
It was good.
Yeah, the Cheez-Its were?
Yeah, I'm full now.
Are you?
Yeah.
You look like you're full of it.
Oh.
You have crumbs on your boobs.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. West, home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
You're
listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.